Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Here's what happened in football history on August 29th. The Chicago All-Star Series continues to be remembered for a few games played on this date in history, a large quarterback extension in Green Bay for Aaron Rodgers, and the memories of many great legends of the game who were born on this date. These stories and more coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And on this day in football history, we go into August 29th's gridiron history, and we go through some great football history and great Hall of Fame birthdays of the game, of the players. And first, we're going to start off in the year 1935. And the second ever Chicago Charities College Football All-Star Game is played at Soldier Field as the hometown favorite Chicago Bears defeated the Collegians by a very rare score of 5-0. I know it sounds like a baseball score, but that was an actual football game in 1935. 77,450 people were in attendance and witnessed the event. A very interesting player from the University of Michigan played in this game for the All-Stars, a certain Gerald Ford. Yes, that one became the President of the United States in 1973. August 29th, 1940, the 7th annual Chicago Charities All-Star Game is played in Windy City as the Green Bay Packers treat the over 84,500 fans in attendance at Soldier Field to a 45-28 drubbing of the All-Stars. The game's most valuable player was Ambrose Schindler, the running back from Southern Cal that year. August 29th, 2018, the Green Bay Packers starting quarterback Aaron Rodgers signed a record contract extension worth $103 million guaranteed for a four-year $134 million with a top side of $180 million with incentives to play for Green Bay. Wow, that is truly a great big package that Aaron Rodgers got in 2018, and I think maybe the quarterback in Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, he got one that maybe was a little bit bigger, but it was structured a little bit differently. But truly record-setting when Aaron Rodgers got that, and that was just a very big event in football history, and that's what we're trying to cover here each and every day. And this August 28th or 29th is not done yet, as we are going to go into the Hall of Fame birthdays for these August 29th birthdays. But before we do that, let's hear a word from our sponsor. At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings you sports history to life anywhere. The Row One gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One shop, check out the thousands more of you unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes.
Always be.
Certainly, that's a good deal that's too hard to pass up. Make sure you check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, and on the left side, if you're on a desktop, or if you just scroll down a little bit, you'll see that row one ad. That'll take you right to that link that we're talking about, where you can put in SHN15 and get that 15% discount in the Pictorum Gallery of Row One Brand. Now, our Hall of Fame birthdays for August 29th, and we'll start off in the year 1896. George McLaren, he was a former fullback for the University of Pittsburgh, who was an All-American in both 1917 and the 1918 seasons under the legendary coaching of Pop Warner. Yeah, that Pop Warner, Glenn Pop Warner. Remarkably, he never stopped for a loss on any recorded running play where he carried the ball. He was enshrined in 1965 into the College Football Hall of Fame. Can you believe that? He was never stopped for a loss. He always fell forward, always gained yardage. That is truly remarkable. August 29th, 1915, George Cofago. He was a former halfback that played for the University of Tennessee from 1936 through 1939. And as a Vol, he rushed for 2,139 total yards and was voted as an All-American twice. Cofago was also a finalist for the Heisman Memorial Trophy. George Cofago was the number one overall pick in the 1940 NFL draft by the Chicago Cardinals and played a few seasons with the Cards. And after that, he played one season with the Brooklyn Dodgers football team before serving his country in the Army during World War II. During his Army service, he played a few games for the Newport News Builders of the Dixie League. And when his war service ended in 1943, he returned to the Brooklyn team and then shortly after that was traded to the Washington Redskins. The 1944 and 1945 season saw Cofago play football for the Boston Yanks, and then he was retired from the game. Cofago was selected into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1969. August 29, 1924, Clyde Scott. He was a former U.S. Naval Academy and University of Arkansas fullback who entered into the College Football Hall of Fame's 1971 induction class. Scott was a speedster, and he showed when he was in the 1948 Olympics in London, and he brought home a silver medal in the 110-meter hurdles. He was an eighth player chosen overall in the 1948 NFL draft by the Philadelphia Eagles and later played for the Detroit Lions. Clyde played on two NFL championship teams, the 1949 Eagles and the 52 Lions. The University of Arkansas retired his jersey number 12 as one of the only two that were ever retired by the Razorbacks. August 29, 1939, Bob Ferguson. He was a fullback from Ohio State University. And after a great 1961 season, Ferguson was the winner of the Maxwell Award and runner-up for the Heisman that year. He became a first-round draft pick of the NFL's Pittsburgh Steelers and the San Diego Chargers of the AFL and chose to play for the Steelers. He suffered a head injury early on in his NFL career, so after two seasons with the Steelers and Minnesota Vikings, he retired from football. In 1996, Bob Ferguson was recognized by the College Football Hall of Fame when they enshrined him into their Museum of Football Legends. And once again, we'd like to thank you for joining us here for this great football history for August 29th and the birthdays of Hall of Famers. You know, you can never get too much history. You got to know where you've been to know where you're going. And we know we're going into the football season of 2021, and we're all pretty excited about that. But, you know, make sure that you tune in each day. We're going to give you bits of football history. And don't worry. I mean, we're going to continue to have these daily segments, but we're going to change it up a little bit here come September, because that is our one-year anniversary of doing this. We are going to go into a little bit different format, but these great day-by-day, day-by-date football history segments will still be available on pigskindispatch.com and your favorite podcast provider. Each day we will give you what episode and a link to it will take you to the date that we're releasing our new episode, so you can go back and enjoy these great segments of football history. And so until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that, Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.